Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. I think I surprised a client the other day when I said on a voice note to her, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. I've heard it a lot from parents who are talking about things they say to their kids, especially teenage kids, young adult kids. Hey man, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But I think it's a really powerful thing to keep in mind as it relates to our own behavior. What are the stupid games you play? It could be telling yourself, I'll do better tomorrow. It's okay. I can have this today because starting tomorrow, I'm going to reel it in. Or maybe the stupid game you play is when you say, this one thing won't hurt. But you know full well that that is a pattern that does hurt. Name them. Name the stupid games you play. Because when you acknowledge and you bring into the light that that doesn't work, that that's a stupid game, that it'll win you a stupid prize, you start to take away a little bit of its power. But if you don't ever evaluate it, if you don't ever see it for what it truly is, if you don't call it out as a lie, you'll probably just roll with it. More importantly, after you have named the stupid games you play, create some alternatives. And alternatives should rarely begin as opposites, meaning just because you have a stupid game of saying, I'm going to do better tomorrow, or I'm going to have this to get it out of my system. The alternative is not the opposite of that, right? It doesn't go from I'm going to eat all the things to I'm going to eat none of the things. Alternatives should rarely begin as opposites. Alternatives should represent slight improvements. And it's okay if it makes you uncomfortable that it's not enough of a change. It's not significant enough. It's not close enough to the ideal. We're in a forever game. And your all or nothing approach is probably a big part of the problem. That's another stupid game that wins a stupid prize is the all or nothing, on or off, all in or all out. One of the stupid games that I called out with one of my clients in the consistency course the other day, we were on the phone and she was explaining to me, well, actually, here's how the conversation happened. She said that a lot of times she makes her food or exercise choices based on the urgency of like an upcoming event. So if she has a couple of months before she has a family reunion, like, oh, it's no big deal. I can eat this. I still have plenty of time to do what I want to do from a body change standpoint before this event. But when the event is close, then she'll say, oh, well, I can't take this more gradual, more realistic, more long-term approach. I can't do it right now because I have this event coming up. And so I really need to get results fast. Manipulating yourself with dates, that is the essence of inconsistency. Using something, anything, to justify or rationalize not being consistent. Being consistent means that it doesn't matter if you have a family reunion or a vacation or a beach trip next week, or if it's your first day on the beach trip, you show up in certain ways, regardless of what is going on around you circumstantially, regardless of what is going on inside of you emotionally. If you are playing the game of justifying, rationalizing inconsistency, you are choosing to be inconsistent. That is a stupid game that will win you a stupid prize. Name the stupid games you play and then address alternatives, being very mature about the alternatives that you decide to take on, because opposite extremes very well could be another stupid game of all or nothing thinking. If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. We all play stupid games. And very rarely do we step back and objectively, without drama, without judgment, say, okay, this is not logical. This does not work for my goals. This is not the kind of person I want to be. This is a stupid game that doesn't work. Here are two alternatives. Here's an alternative I'll practice today. Here's an alternative that's aligned with who and how I want to be and how I want to show up in the world. What are the stupid games you play? What are the alternatives that align with the kind of lifestyle you want to create and the kind of person you want to be? And what does it look like today to practice? We'll see you tomorrow.